You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tonora from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago is on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast. Mike, it's been a rough couple of days, at least in our part of the world. Will it smooth out for the weather forecast anytime soon?
It is going to smooth out gradually. We do have some thunderstorms off to the west, and these will clip the southwest third to possibly half of Illinois, but the brunt of it should stay off to the west in Missouri and then further to the south into the Delta over the next 12 to 24 hours. As we move into tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, temperatures turn sharply cooler, and we'll see a few thunderstorms during the afternoon with this new air mass. High temperatures will only be in the 70s with lows in the 50s, if you can believe it. So we're going to start the beginning of July with unseasonably cool temperatures. This is generally a good thing for corn development because corn does not like to see heat during July. But you could argue that it's a little bit early to want cool weather just because of how late the crop has been with the late planting season that we've seen. As we go forward, we stay fairly cool all the way through the first half of next week, maybe even a little bit longer. And even though we could see a thunderstorm or two here and there for the first half of next week, generally much drier with heavy rain chances very low. We're not looking for widespread and heavy rainfall like we've had recently.
Many will be wanting to get into the fields with spray coops and such. Will they be able to do so?
Well, it's hard to say exactly. I mean, if you look at how wet it's been lately, we do have reports that it's been fairly difficult to do field work at times throughout the season. But as far as the weather portion goes in any area, I mean, we should see anywhere from around 4/10 to maybe 8/10 of an inch of rain over the next week. That would be our best estimate. So depending on where you are and how much rain you've seen exactly over the last week or so, that might help you out a little bit in trying to figure it out. Interestingly, we figured out that 95% of usual U.S. corn production has had near or above average rainfall over the last 30 days. We can look back to 2005, each year going all the way back to 2005, and that's the highest coverage of wet corn we've had within that period. Now, taking it one step further, in 2008 and in 2010, the coverage of excessive wetness, which is the amount of corn that received at least twice its average rainfall for the month of June, was much higher, especially in 2010. So, depending on how you look at it, you could argue both ways that it's a little wet, it's a little too wet. But it looks like conditions as of this point in the growing season were much wetter to a problematic degree in 2010 compared to now.
Can you take a look at other parts of the world for me, maybe the growing areas in China, the wheat in Australia, other places?
Sure. You know, if you look at China, we do have scattered thunderstorm chances over many of the next several days, and including in the key corn and soybean areas. So at this point, given that most areas have seen rain at times within the last month and that they're moving into their wet season, their climate turns a lot wetter in the summer. We don't have a lot of concern at the moment for corn and soybeans in China. In Australia, it's been fairly cool and dry over the last week or so, and it stays that way for another week or so. But they've had significant rainfall at times over the last, 6 to 8 weeks. Parts of Western Australia have been a little bit dry, but that only includes maybe 20% of their wheat production, as best we can guess. The rest of the region has really been looking pretty good from what we can tell. So not a lot of concern there at the moment.
Mike Tonora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. That wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.